You are Locked On Nuggets, your daily Denver Nuggets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody, and welcome into the Locked On Nuggets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Adam Mattes from DNVR. Sign up, $5 a month, you get all kinds of good stuff, free shirt, you get all kinds of discounts on merch, everything else, and then, of course, access to all the premium content, which I produce behind our paywall over there. I'm joined today. This is an annual tradition now. We've done it most years, maybe not every year, but most years. As the season gets ready to tip off, I am joined by one of my best friends in the entire world, somebody I've known since I was playing basketball as just a fourth grader. In fact, I found a picture of you. I don't know. Did I send this to you? The picture of us
yeah,
playing
basketball? Yeah. You know, I sent it out.
Let me introduce you real quick. So it's my buddy, Dave Rashawn. Dave, it's good to see you, man.
Good to be here. I think this is our fourth one. You know, COVID slowed us down last year. But that picture you sent to me, I sent it out to no less than 20 people. And about 18 of them said, who is that?
It's funny because, yeah, it was this picture. I don't know what happened. It was us playing basketball. I think it's fourth or fifth grade. And for some reason, I'm not in the team photo. I have the individual photo to the side, but it's like the team was together. And then I'm just under a tree by the side. Not sure what happened here.
A manager's uniform, too, and holding water bottles.
The fourth grade manager on the basketball team. But I always have Dave on. He's an NBA fan. He was an NBA fan, honestly, earlier than I was. And what are some of your favorite players? Like calibration here for people. John Starks was a big Starks guy.
Douchebag.
J.R. Smith too. I know you have.
No. I'm saying he was like the J.R.
Smith. Oh, at that time. He wasn't J.R. Smith. He was more of a brawler. He's more like a Pat Bev, I would say.
I guess so. He had a shot. He was the first. He was the analytics guy, probably. 3-point shot.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Who else? Vlade Divac?
Because he looks like me.
A little bit.
I like when I was a kid, I liked Vernon Maxwell because he like punched dudes and he's like weird guys like that.
Vernon Maxwell. So that's a nice calibration. There's no reference. I want to ask you before we get in, because we're going to do the over-unders for all the teams. Obviously, this is going to be a little bit more of a casual episode tomorrow. Matt Moore will be back here. We're going to preview the Nuggets game ahead of time, but wanted to have a little bit fun and preview the entire season. But first, you're a lifelong Nuggets fan. You've been following this team for this entire Jokic era, of course. How are you feeling about the Nuggets heading into this season without Jamal, with Gordon in the fold? How are you feeling about it?
Well, Jamal, to me, he seems like one of those guys that's going to come back like 2 months early. He's just one of those Kobe type guys that, you know, I think he breathes. I have no idea.
He's too young though, man. That's the thing is because I would agree with you maybe a little bit later, but when you're 23, 24, you try to come back too early. It could mess up your whole career.
I think the good thing about this year, especially like Aaron Gordon, MPJ, I think there's going to be less thinking. Last year was Aaron Gordon's first year. He's got to learn the system. He's focusing instead of just reacting. MPJ, no clue, you know, defense gets better. Barton's healthy. Yeah. Jeff Green is one of those guys. If you just look at him like the last 3 years, he's actually really good. Everyone just like, oh, Jeff Green, you know,
right.
Disappointed. But lately he's been good. He's been solid. You know,
he's kind of gotten better because I was not a big Jeff Green guy, but it's funny guys that segue into being good role play. He was one of those guys that wasn't good enough to be, he was like too good to be just a role player, but not good enough to be more than a role player. And now he's old enough that it's like, yeah, he's just a role player. $4 million, you know, off the bench. And it's like, he fits into that very nicely.
Yeah. And I like that they're forced to do like a four man at the five. Do Zeke, do Jermichael, it's kind of fun. It's a little, the whole Plumlee, Hartenstein, this trying to mimic another slow, you know.
You're not with those guys, huh? I don't know, man. I've liked I think they might miss the rolling big, but we'll find out. It was interesting today at practice, at Denver Nuggets practice, Jeff Green, apparently it was revealed that he spoke up. I think the speaking up actually happened last week, maybe right after the game against Oklahoma City, a disappointing game, just talking about how this team wasn't very good. And I thought it was interesting. It's always interesting when a newcomer speaks up early, but he felt compelled enough. And One of the things I know about Jeff Green is that he is a veteran and a guy that people respect. He just has that voice. So when he speaks, you know, guys kind of listen, and it's kind of nice to see him already having that imprint on him. What do you think about Michael Porter this year? I mean, are you predicting a big leap from him? Do you think he'll always be just a little frustrating?
As long as he does, I mean, it might be tough with him creating. I like if Jamal's there and he's the third guy, it's a little less. Yeah. I feel like he'll put a little pressure on himself. Mm. And I hope he doesn't force too much. I mean, he's already, I mean, shoot the ball. I don't care. I mean, I love it, but it'll be good for him. It'll be good for him to be the two man and see that pressure. And then once Jamal comes back, then he can relax a little bit more. Mm. But come playoff time, if we're all healthy and rolling, I'm excited as kind of like an underdog. You know, people count out the Nuggets a little bit. And
chip on the shoulder here. I like
that. Let's small come market back to energy. Yeah, I like that better.
Yeah, and the Nuggets are in that nice spot this year where I do feel, other than my co-host Matt Moore, who is picking the Nuggets to win the NBA title, I don't see anybody else picking the Nuggets. And it's like, yeah, that's a good spot to for them to kind of be in. Float in that 3-4-5 range. Nobody's really talking about you. And then the playoffs come, you might be able to play that card, play that chip on your shoulder. Have you gotten to watch Bones through the summer league, any of the highlights or anything? I know, like, here in Denver, we're watching, but are you able to see him?
Yeah, I've seen some of his highlights in the preseason. It's funny, his personality is kind of like how he is out in the game. He's pretty composed.
That's a great point.
He's quick, but he doesn't seem out of control to me. You know, he seems pretty smarter than for a rookie than you would think. I thought that was a great pick. It's kind of like an injection of life. Like, we've got these same guys here.
Yeah.
We're going to get a rookie, get something to bring some energy to the team. I thought it was a really good, you know, they have always had good draft picks, but that was a good choice.
It's also an injection of, like, fun and easy to root for. You always need that pipeline. Like, you've had the Wanchos, you know, like, and those guys were just end of bench guys. Bones, I think, projects to be a little bit more than that. But you always need just a few guys that you're like, yeah, I feel good about this. He's coming on the court. Don't know if he's good, but I like him. Let's go for it. I think Bones will have a really, really interesting year, as much as it might be up and down. All right, well, we're going to get into the Nuggets over under last, but we're going to slow crawl up the first, starting with the Eastern Conference and then moving over to the Western Conference. But I'm going to start with the Atlanta Hawks, and we're, of course, using our betting partner, betonline.ag, and the lines that they have set here. The Atlanta Hawks, who went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, surprised everybody. Their win total is set at 47.5. Dave, are they going to go over or under that line? For reference, last year they were 41-31.
41-31. Okay, I did the math last year. So that was 47 wins last year. For 80.
Oh, okay. That's good. I like that you show prepped.
That's the math on Excel. That's the fun part. I think this is just an easy over. It's a young team. It's deep. There's defined roles. They're fearless. There's success in the playoffs. It kind of reminds me of the Nuggets, you know, like a year, you know, maybe 3 years ago, where, you know, they increased their win totals each year. They've got a proven leader. They've got defined rules. No one's trying to be top dog. They've got a top dog. You know, surround them with a bunch of young talent and good shooters. Pretty good, you know, some growing defensive players. Why not? Why not more than 47.5?
47.5 is a lot. The jump from 41 wins to 47, I guess you're right, prorating this. It could be a lot, but they do get the confidence boost of making it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. I think your point about the defined roles, though, is the most important thing here. I think it's the most underrated aspect when you talk about team building is there a clear, this is the starting unit, this is the main guy, this is the role player. And that is a team that absolutely has it. They have a bunch of guys who could shoot the ball, a bunch of guys that could score, but they know that everything runs through Trey. They know who, you know, where their shots are coming. So I'm with you. The Atlanta Hawks were my side piece team last year. And I think that they were like beautiful basketball. So I don't think it's going to be super high over 47.5. But I'm with you. I would hit the over on them on BetOnline. Boston Celtics. We're going to race through the Eastern Conference here. Boston Celtics, 46.5 wins.
Okay, can I tell you before we go to Atlanta that I have the office analogy of a character for each team?
All right, let's do it.
that's Ryan Howard when he gets the job in New York. And
you should be predicting an under then.
No, before his downfall. Okay. He's driven. He gets the new haircut. He's a wonderkind.
He's on the you guys ride. Know how much I pay for my haircut? That's this guy. Okay.
Yeah, it's that guy. Exactly. So I think it's a good...
I love this new bit. I'm very excited for whatever this new bit is. All right, Boston Celtics, 46.5.
So last year, I was kind of surprised. There are only 41 adjusted wins. This one's tough, but I'm going to take the over. It's a slight over. I like the new coach. I hear he's a good players coach.
Right.
A lot of injuries last year. You got kind of got the core Tatum Brown. And then you add, you know, pieces like Horford, Smart. Schroeder is not, everyone laughs at Schroeder, but he's a good player. They kind of needed like a little bit of a fresh coat of paint with the new coach.
He's the fresh coat of paint, huh?
Yeah. I mean, they're still the Pam Beasley of the year. They're, you know, they're annoying. They're kind of bored, at least to us. They're married to the NBA.
There's no way you have 30 of these. We're already using Pam Beasley for the Celtics.
You'd be surprised.
You missed the most important addition, Juancho Hernan Gomez. Juancho Hernan Gomez joined the team. Hopefully he gets some run there.
He's going to be a fan favorite, or they'll hate him.
Everywhere you go, he's just constantly the fan favorite. Honestly, though, Al Horford's like, you know, going back to Boston. He still is a good player. I actually think a Time Lord is among the most interesting players. Robert Williams, the entire season. Zach Lowe just wrote an article. He was on his five most interesting players this season. I think he's sneaky good. Like, he's super athletic. You know, he blocks shots. I think he's sneaky skilled. Who can I compare him to? Like, a guy that you didn't realize he actually had a little bit more talent until he got a little bit, like, 3-4 years in the league. And you're like, hey, this guy can actually do some stuff. I like him a lot.
Is he better than Mitchell Robinson? Do you like him better than Mitchell Robinson's
my guy too, but yes, I do actually like him better. I think he's like Mitchell Robinson with some, like, a little bit of passing, a little bit of handle.
Yeah. He needs a friend. He feels like the kind of guy where he got in the doghouse early, or, you know, just.
Well, it's because he didn't show up to anything on time. Well, so he got the nickname.
He was an idiot, and then he's got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, I think he's actually though good though. I would not be surprised if he was talked about as like a top 10 center. As early as this year, they've got some shooting. You mentioned the coach though. That's the one weird thing. Whenever you get a new coach, everybody says Ime Udoka is like a great guy. Everybody projects that he'll be great. But how many times have we had the like, oh, this is a can't miss guy. He's going to be the next big coach. And then they get Brian Shaw was this guy. If you remember Brian Shaw, it's like he was learned from Phil Jackson and he's all the greats and he's can't miss. And then he sucks. So,
yeah. He reminds me of Monty Williams. I don't know why, but I feel like he's Monty Williams 2.0.
Okay. All right. Could be.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So I'm taking the over. You're taking a slight over. We're going to go over a lot, I have a feeling, today. Brooklyn, which means we're probably wrong. Brooklyn Nets, 55.5 wins.
There's an obvious character from The Office. Can you guess it for Brooklyn? It's Jan Levinson. They're hot, but they're crazy. They're unpredictable. You don't know what they're going to do next. Could they fall apart? Could they go 82-0 at the boob job? We don't know. They're dead.
Wow. Giving the people exactly what they want. Shoehorned Office references. All right, Jan. They're the Jan.
I'm taking the over. I think Kyrie plays. I think they're just so dang talented. I mean,
yeah.
It's just, come on. You put out that lineup. You put out the Harden, KD, Harris, you know, Blake, and who's the other guy? Harden, KD, Harris.
They're going to have Mills. They're going to have Harris. They just got a lot of weapons.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. Like,
so I think, I'm with you. I think it's an easy over as well. The Kyrie thing is like a sideshow now. They seem relatively unbothered by it. So I think that one's an easy over. We don't have to spend too much time on Brooklyn. I mean, they're just heavy favorites this year.
Yeah.
And probably rightfully so. We go to Charlotte, 38.5 wins.
This is Robert California. They're confusing. They're young and talented. Everyone just talked about they're exciting. But, you know, there's more than just being exciting. Yes, I get it. Like, highlight dunks and LaMelo's great. But I still took the over.
Jeez. I'm a sucker. 38 and a half is not that many.
It's not. They were on pace for 38 adjusted last year. So do you think they're half the game better with a young team? I mean, you would think so. One game improvement.
Yeah. I mean, their new additions, what they get, Kelly Oubre Jr., that might be like a subtraction by addition here. They got Ish Smith, who I think is the Nuggets killer. They obviously got Plumlee. They bring in JT Thor and Book Knight, I think, are guys, even Kai Jones. Those guys, as much as I like all of them to a certain extent, they might be a little bit more projects. I'm with you. I don't love this team. I think that they might have caught like a good little hot streak last year. This will be a team I take an under, and it's sad because they're everybody's favorite. The Hornets are everybody's favorite team all of a sudden, and I have a feeling this might be a little too much too soon.
So, social media highlights and Melo and
Oh, LaMelo's gonna lead like the league in highlights on SportsCenter but they don't mention they're down 15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's definitely gonna be that guy. Chicago Bulls, 43 and a half wins.
Okay, this is Kelly Kapoor. This is they're hot. But they're not as hot as they think they are, you know. They're fighting for
eight. All of yours are about how hot the person. I like this. Okay.
Well, you know, Kelly Kapoor, she thinks she's hot.
She thinks she's cool. Like,
it's like a random team. Doesn't DeMar DeRozan and like Vucevic and here's Lonzo and here's LaVine. They're just like, okay, get in there. And
Okay. You think they don't fit?
It does though. I guess DeMar has the ball. You space it with Lonzo. LaVine can knock down jumpers. Vucevic can knock down jumpers. LaVine can handle. And then you got a role guy like Patrick Williams.
Yeah.
Caruso off the bench. It is like a pretty good team. The underrated aspect of all this is the East is pretty good. Like the games in the East. There's no more Orlando, Cleveland. You know, there's not as many this year. Well, there's still Orlando, Cleveland, but there's not as many this year.
I actually am taking the over on this one, and I feel like great about it. I love this. Everybody knows I love this Bulls team. Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball, maybe my favorite backcourt in the NBA. I love that duo. You're right that DeRozan and Vucevic, they're thought of as these like non-analytics types players. But here's the thing. I think the pieces actually do fit. And it's all like new pieces. There's this newness to them all coming together. I am hammering. This might be my favorite lock. The Chicago Bulls to go over 43 and a half wins. I think they surprise a lot of people in the regular season. I don't know if they sneak up on people in the playoffs, but I think they surprise people in the regular season. Why don't we hit our first break? On the other side, though, we can we'll try to catch up and hit some of these. But first, Dave, I'm going to tell you, I have a favorite sponsor on the show. You probably could guess it. I probably talked to you about this before, just in random text messages. The Theragun, the best product of all time. I have it upstairs in my bedroom because it's like, I love the thing so much. It's a massage gun that you use like after a workout or maybe if you were sitting on the couch, you're old like me. I was tucking my daughter into bed the other night and like pulled something while tucking my daughter into bed. And I was like, oh my God, hit the Theragun on it. Boom, feel better right away. It's an incredible thing. Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body, whether you're an elite athlete such as myself or someone who's just an average Joe like my buddy Dave. Just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Go to therabody.com/lockedon right now, and you can get your Generation 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/lockedon. Again, use that /lockedon or that promo code lockedon. Let them know we sent you. Back here on the Locked On Nuggets podcast, thanks so much for making us your first podcast listen of the day. I'm joined by my buddy Dave, as we always do this time of year, to preview the entire NBA season. He's come up with his own gimmick. You're like the homie Miroslav over on DNVR. I have you on, and you take over the show with all your own ideas. Great ideas, though, here with the office. Did you give us one, by the way, for Chicago Bulls? Oh, yeah, you did, Kelly. Okay. Let's go on to the Cleveland Cavaliers now. 27 and a half wins. The Dan Gilbert rebuild is in year six. 27 and a half wins. What are we working with here?
Well, this is obviously, I think you can guess. This is Meredith.
You can guess. I can't guess any of these. I'm not going to guess a single one. Meredith seems appropriate, though.
They're a little trashy. They're a little directionless. They're drunk. We don't know.
They are drunk. You're right. This team is drunk. This roster's drunk.
I'm going to go over because, I mean, they won 25 adjusted last year. So, you know, these are young guys. They're going to get a little bit better. They've got the rookie, Evan Mobley. You got a, you know, up-and-coming backcourt. Shoot first, Garland. I guess Sexton's up, you know.
He's still young, though. I mean, he's still a young guard.
Yeah, Markkanen was a nice addition, but the defense is going to be horrendous. Luckily, poor Jared Allen's going to have to contest every shot at the rim. I go slide over, but same story, just another year with Cleveland.
I think I'm going to – Houston's going to over on them after all these things. I think they might be an under, and 27.5 is so low, so to take an under is wild. But I think they are – this is the last year, I think, of the Sexton-Garland backcourt. I think you have to pick a lane. You have not picked a lane to date. You still have Okoro coming up. I love Mobley. I hope – one of the things with these teams is there ever going to be, like, too many guys for a coach to balance – when you're trying to get minutes for a young player. And I think that might be the case. You know, they have Jared Allen, they got Markkanen, there's some guys over there. So I don't love this team. I think it has a little bit of disaster potential. So 27.5, I'm going to go under with them. Let's go to the Dallas Mavericks. We'll stay in the Eastern Conference here for a little bit. Detroit Pistons.
Detroit Pistons. 25.5. This is Creed Bratton. You know, they're dyeing their hair black. They're trying to be young.
Creed's my favorite.
He's likable in the sense that you feel bad for him. You know?
I feel bad for Creed.
You have Cade Cunningham and Jeremy Grant. And after that, I don't know. You know, I'm taking the under. This is poor Jeremy Grant. This is what he wanted. And it's going to be even rougher this year. Poor Dwayne Casey, too.
So Jeremy Grant looked pretty great in the preseason, man. He had a couple of moves. Like, he keeps getting better in ways I did not anticipate him being. I have to take an L on him. This could be a year. I mean, last year he broke out, obviously, on like the worst team in the league, but it's not a big line. 25.5. I actually am going to take the over on this. I don't think it's a huge over, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was like Christmas and this team is surprising people. Like, early, you know how early there's always that one team that's 500 when no one expected them. Like, are they good? And then eventually, no, it's just they had a hot start. I think that could be Detroit. Cade Cunningham, I think, is the real deal. I think he'll be good right away. And then, as I mentioned, Jeremy Grant continues to come on. So I'm an over for them. Here's a team, Indiana Pacers, 42.5 wins.
Oh, this is Mo's. This is my goal for Indiana.
Is that the reason?
they had a rough year last year. They were 39 they did. Wins. This is the lock. This is the lock over for me. With you bring Carlisle,
right.
Carlisle with like role players. You know, you get LeVert back, you get TJ Warner back, you have Sabonis, you have Turner, you have Brogdon, Justin Holiday.
Brogdon, by the way, just got paid. Got two more years tacked on as an extension, so he's nice and secure.
Yeah, I mean, they're no longer, we should not call them the Nuggets of the East. The Nuggets are way, way, way cooler than the Pacers. I don't want to do that anymore.
That's so true.
But this is like lock over. They're a solid team. I know the East is tough, but Carlisle's great. Carlisle's a winner.
I'm with you. I don't know why they're Mo's. I feel like this is unfortunate for them, but I also have them as a lock. I think this is a lock over. I think they're a really good team in hiding in plain sight. And as you mentioned, Carlisle, like, Michael Malone, I think Matt Moore was saying yesterday, he's 7-for-7 on hitting the over in Denver, or 6-of-6 on hitting the over. I think I would bet Carlisle also ranks pretty high on hitting overs. Miami Heat, 48 wins.
This one's tough because you have, you know, they did terrible in the playoffs. So I always think if they have a real rough playoffs, maybe they're not going to rest as much, or maybe they're going to rest as much during the season.
Well, they had outside of the Raptors, they might have had the worst luck last year, just in terms of COVID and injuries and everything.
And still 46 adjusted wins last year. So I'm going over. They're cocaine junkie, Ryan Howard. They're crazy, out of control. They're loud. They're Miami.
This is just because of Miami stereotype, is what this is.
You put Bam, Jimmy, Lowry, Markieff Morris, Duncan Robinson, and then you got Hero off the bench. You got Markieff Morris off the bench.
I mean, PJ Tucker.
They're solid. I mean, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of bets coming in for them to win it all. lately. But if you're also, it's like if you go with Lowry at the trade deadline, they're going to add somebody. They're going to add probably another big name or two. They're going all in this year.
I'm hammering the over. You're going under on this one?
No, over.
I'm hammering the over on this one. It's a near lock. It's not quite a lock because the line is kind of high, but it's a near lock. Here's the thing you didn't think about. Players have had these tight restrictions about what they can and can't do. Now vaccinated players really don't have that many restrictions. South Beach might get it be worth an extra 5 wins this year just because it's like, hey, all these players, like, I haven't been to South Beach, you know, for 3 years. Like I gotta go. And I just think they're a really good team. All right, the Bucks, 54.5 wins.
I'm under. You know, they're Dwight Schrute. They're a little unconventional, but they're likable. They work hard.
Dwight, very likable, huh?
It's an uncool state, an uncool city.
Jeez, strays.
It's good. Giannis probably rests a lot, right? Maybe 5-6 games off more.
I don't know.
No. I don't know. But I think back to where they almost lost the Nets. They were gonna fire Coach Bud at one point. Yeah, they won this incredible run, but things weren't all that rosy. I think 54.5 is kind of high. 52 adjusted last year.
Yeah. I'm taking the over on this one again. I know I'm over a lot here, but this one here, Giannis. is going to have the post-championship confidence bump. He's already a great player, and I think he already had a little confidence bump. But once you get the monkey off your back, once it's like, all right, I've won, there's no more questions for me, I think he goes off. I think people start talking about where does Giannis rank all time. That conversation starts to creep up because of how dominant. I think he's the MVP, and I think he's the MVP in part because they win 58, 59, 60 games. And smash this over. Got to keep it moving. The New York Knicks, 42.5 wins.
This is lock under. This is Ben Franklin when he shows up. It's forward. he's sleazy. He's playing
on Pam. Yeah,
okay. He's playing on Pam. It's just a bunch of BS, you know. And they shouldn't have been good last year. Them as a 4 seed is just painful. The East is better this year. They're gonna rock them, and I know Tibbs is a winner. But man, your Taj Gibsons, your Roses, your Kembas—they're
right.
old. They're bad defenders, and they're old. And then a mix of like you know good up and coming young talent, Obi and what's his name, Emmanuel Quickly. But I don't know. I think last year was a fluke.
It's so funny that I like Emmanuel Quickly a lot more now that I have Bones Highland. And that's who they're compared to now. I'm like, I like Quickly. Yeah, it's good. So I'm high. I'm with you though. This is a hard under for me. Look, they could surprise some people and be healthy again this year. I don't think that they will be. Tibbs is an X factor because he always wins a lot of regular season games. But I do look at the Kemba Walker aspect of this and think, do they have a weird situation where their highest paid player is not their best option? And I think it might be the case. That's never a good thing. So I'm with you. I'm on the under. Orlando Magic, 22.5 wins.
Okay, this is Gabe. They're creepy, but they're harmless. We can laugh at them. We forget about them sometimes.
I like Gabe. I always felt bad for Gabe. I thought he was a great guy. Everybody was so mean to him.
This sounds like Orlando. I'm going to take the over just because, not because they're good, but it's a bunch of like kind of hardworking young guys like RJ Hampton, Gary Harris, you know, Cole Anthony, Wendell Carter, they're kind of good guys, Jonathan Eisen, and then you add Suggs, and then you got the Wagner boys, Franz and Mortiz, and they'll round it up, they'll get there. It's not pretty, but I think they're going to be young and positive and get there somehow.
I'm going under too, but I think this is a scheduled under. Oh, you said over? Oh, I'm going under. Orlando might be the team that most guns for the number one pick this year. Is it Chet Holmgren? I think there's a couple other guys that are like competing for that spot, but I think they might be an early. And here's the thing. It's easy to tank when there's guys you want to play a lot of minutes. I mean, Jalen Suggs, RJ Hampton, There's no shortage on that roster. As you mentioned, the Wagner brothers, I think there's no shortage of guys that you can give a lot of minutes to and still lose. And I think that's what's going to happen. So
they were, I'm with you. They were 24 wins last year. That'd be pretty sad to go backwards as like a young rebuilding and still go backwards.
Yeah, they got worse.
Yeah,
they got younger. Next one, Philadelphia 76ers, 51 wins.
I'm going under. This is Andy Bernard. They think they're Ivy League, but they're not Ivy League. They're not hanging out the
pool. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, they're kind of a loose cannon. You know, if you're – I don't know. Like, do people not want to trade with Daryl Morey? Do everyone hate him? And so they're going to be stuck in this no man's land. Or I don't. It's hard to predict them when you don't know what's going to happen or who they're getting back. But I do know – Embiid's health is always 50-50. And right. So he's gone. Take away 15 wins.
Do you think if Embiid got hurt early, does like the team rally around Simmons? Like, we need him so bad. I don't want to root for anybody to get injured, but if Embiid was, that would be an incredible scenario for Simmons to like single-handedly keep him in the top four in the East for 20 games while everybody boos him every game.
That'd be incredible. Pretty good when he was the man.
He is good. I'm telling you, he is good. I'm going under as well. This has such disaster potential. I mean, look, first of all, it's Doc Rivers teams. When they explode, like they burn up and they fail. This could be that year, man. There's just so many bad signs. Daryl Morey is smart enough to know that he can't trade the Simmons right now for the value that he's got. He knows he has to just wait this out for 2 months until one team is panicking and they feel like they need Ben Simmons. The problem is the team that might panic first is the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm taking the under here as well. And then what do we have left? Toronto Raptors. We have two more out East. Toronto Raptors, 36 and a half wins. OG Anunoby's team.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good. Well, you know, this is Stanley Hudson. I think they might make some trades and take a step back. And I don't think they're going forward. The East is too loaded. I think they offload some players. They take it easy this year. They're going under. It's fun talent, but it's still young. You know, it's still pretty young.
I like this team. I like the – like, I'm a big OG guy. Van Vliet I like. Gary Trent Jr. I like. I don't love the over here because there are so many missing – like, so many crazy pieces. Yeah, screw it. I'm going over. 36 and a half wins, I'm going over. I can't believe my unders are the, like, worst teams in the league. I'm going to really regret this, but I like Toronto. I think they might surprise some people. I think they might get 40 wins. I'm going to have to take the over on them. All right. Washington Wizards, 34 and a half.
This is Holly Flax. Kind of dorky, kind of boring, kind of likable, kind of not.
I'm learning that you hate all of my favorite characters in The Office. This is what I'm learning.
Just fine. It's the East is tough. That's what all this comes down to. They're all competing for the play-in seat. Beal, Bertans, KCP, Dinwiddie, Rui, and Aaron Holiday, Kuzma,
Pope, come on.
But it's not a bad backcourt, but the front court is terrible. They're going to give up 140 a night.
Oh, easy.
I'm going under. And Russ, I mean, I'm not a Russ guy, but it's, I don't know.
He raises your floor in the regular season. He definitely helps you win games. I'm also a hard under on this one. This was a near lock for me. The thing we don't factor in, and this is part of why I'm picking those low seeds to be so low, is there's always a team that starts tanking earlier than you think. And I think this year it's Washington. I think that if they're not good and they look around and the East is a lot better and there's these teams that are past them, I think that they might look around and be like, all right, we got a trade Beal. We got to tear it down. And I think that happens to them a little bit earlier. So we got out of the East, Dave. We got to go over to the West. This is what the people really wanted. Let's get a couple in before our first break. We'll start with the Dallas Mavericks, 48 and a half wins.
This one's Michael Skarn, without question.
Michael Skarn.
I don't know. You know, it feels like an over, but if you take out Luka, and I know I always do this, like take out the best player, it's really not I don't really like that team. I don't like Porzingis. I don't like Nikitina. Brunson's okay. They got Reggie Bullock. He's a good shooter. You got Tim Hardaway and Maxi Kleber. It's kind of the same guys, but you take out Luka and it's like, I don't like this team. I don't like the depth. And being a Carlisle guy, Carlisle, great. Jason Kidd, not a great NBA coach in the past. So I don't know how that's going to work.
It is funny when you say that, like, if you take out Luka, it would be like if you take out Jokic, then, like, yes, this house of cards falls down a little bit. So I don't know if it's totally fair because Luka has proven to be pretty durable, and he's, I mean, he alone is a floor elevator. But I'm going under on them. This is maybe the team I have a biggest disconnect between, like, the smart people. I really like the Zach Lowe's of the world. Because a lot of those guys are going over, and they think Dallas is like a sneaky good team and things might click for them. I just don't see it. I think this year has a little bit of disaster potential for them as well. Just too many things that can go wrong. And then, of course, Porzingis, my least favorite player, one of my least favorite players in all of the NBA. I'm not buying him at all. Golden State Warriors, 48 wins.
This is Prison Mike. They just got out. They're ready to teach them some lessons again. They're older. They're angrier.
These are good. You did a good job with this, Dave.
They're easy. You know, watching them versus the Nuggets the other night, you know, Otto Porter Jr., not, whenever you add, like, they already have this great base, and then you trickle in, like, okay, here comes Thompson's back. Iggy's there. Jordan Poole, a lot of six-man, most improved bet buzz.
No, he's a good player. I'm all in.
Otto Porter Jr. looked good. They had the seventh pick. Toscano Andrew. Like, they've got these role players, Wiggins, of course. I'm still taking the under because it's a big jump, 48.5. But, I mean, I get why people are kind of getting excited again.
This is the team I just am such a believer in. I think the Warriors are awesome. That being said, 48 wins is a lot, and there are a lot of, like, question marks around them. I really want to go over on this one, but I think I'll go slight under. I think they might get a 47 wins, but they're going to be – one of the most dangerous 47 win teams in the NBA history. That's kind of my thought. I mean, Clay allegedly coming back soon, but we'll see. I want to wait and see. They do have, like, Poole is such a big part of it. Toscano Anderson, a big part of it. They're going to be up and down. So I'm slight under, but I'm high on Golden State. I think they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
Houston Rockets, 26.5.
It's Kevin Malone. They're lost. They're a little slow. They're dropping chili on themselves. I mean, let me tell you, they're like five. You've got Jalen Green, obviously, the guy's freak. But then John Wall, Eric Gordon, Daniel Tice, and then the one guy you get excited for, Christian Wood. I mean, they're giving up 140 a game, too.
Yeah.
I'm taking a big under. The West is going to beat them up.
26.5 is not that high, but I'm still going under. I'm with you. They're out in the West. They have nothing but tough matchups. And I think they're another one of these teams that come February, they're going to be like, hey, do we want to win any more games or do we want to keep losing? And then you start to play the youngins a little bit more. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Adjusted 19 last year. I don't know why Vegas thinks they're like, okay, let's just add 10 wins out of nowhere. It was 19 wins with a pace last year.
Let's hit a break real quick. We'll finish up at the West, including your Denver Nuggets on the other side. But first, want to tell you guys, remind you guys, the lines we are using for this come from betonline.ag, which is back and better than ever. The new web interface. I don't know if you guys noticed this. For the start of basketball season, they've got more props, more odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus from basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Also brought to you by rockauto.com. There's never increasing numbers of makes and models. It's impossible for you to find every part you need at your local chain parts store. That's why rockauto.com exists. You have computers, you have access to rockauto.com right there at your pocket. You save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts at those chain stores? You don't have a discount because you're not a parts dealer, you're not this or that. Nonsense. At rockauto.com, everybody uses the exact same or gets the exact same deals. So you want to go to rockauto.com. They got amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com, and let them know write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. All right, back here on the Locked On Nuggets podcast. I'm joined by my buddy Dave. We're doing over-unders. We're halfway through the Western Conference. Now we're in Los Angeles, and we're going to start with the Clippers. 44.5 wins, according to betonline.ag. 44.5. What do you think, Dave?
Last year, Justin was 54. Obviously, no Kawhi. First off, this is Pam's mom. You know, when you really get to know her.
I don't remember her.
She was older. Michael stopped dating her.
That's right.
They're kind of old. I mean, it's the same guys without Kawhi. I mean, other than Reggie Jackson stepping up last year, it was kind of a letdown. I mean, I guess Batum was okay. I mean, there's not a lot to be excited for, but 44.5, like a 10-win drop, I think that's too much from last year's pace. I'll take the over.
This team also has a little bit of disaster potential to them, but I don't think they're going to hit that disaster. You're going to laugh at this, and people listening to this are probably going to laugh a little bit about it. I think Hartenstein is a nice ad for them. I could see him actually playing and being of impact. Like, I hate Zubats. He's one of my least favorite bigs, you know, in the NBA. I kind of like Hartenstein as much, if not more, than him. He hasn't gotten an opportunity. I think he will get one there. I'm so torn. The 44.5 feels right, but I'll go over. I think it's a slight over for them.
You think he chose LA or his girlfriend demanded that?
I have no idea. We're going to go Los Angeles Lakers, 52.5 wins.
Oh, this is Todd Packard. They're loud. No one likes them. They're crude. Has-beens. I hate them. I'm taking the under. Even Russ has got to slow down a little of the regular season. A lot of rest days for them. And also, I know they like won the championship with a similar team, but let's just get LeBron and no shooters. Or, you know, like, right. Let's bring back Rondo. Let's bring back Dwight. Like, they were old then. They're older now. Bazemore, Kendrick Nunn, they can't shoot. There's no Russ can't shoot. You know, like, come playoff time, especially during regular season, I don't really love this team. I know people are excited, but I'll take the under.
I'm taking a hard under on them. I'm with you. Yeah. I don't like the team. The thing about it, in years past, they couldn't shoot either, but they could defend. And I'm not sure this team can defend. I think they probably have a hot start, and everybody's talking about how awesome they are. Don't love this team at all. Think they wear down. Don't think they fit in a playoff matchup. I'm a hard under on the 52.5. I mean, the Lakers already get the like 2-game bump and on all of these lines just because they know Lakers fans can't take an under. They'll always take the over. So it's already inflated a little bit, but I think it's inflated way too much. Memphis Grizzlies, 41.5.
Okay. This is Jan's assistant. This is her boy toy, Hunter. He's young. He's hip. He's surrounded by Cougars. You know, the rest of the West is older. He's got his stuff together. He's got a little fight. I'm taking the over. I mean, they're just these young players who keep getting better. Put in a couple of veterans. Steven Adams. He helps. He's basically Valanciunas. They're not losing anything there. And I think their playoff experience the last couple of years will really help them. I like them.
Hard over for me. I love the Grizzlies. They're one of my side piece teams heading into this season. I think they're significantly underrated. And just as a team, and then you add Jaren Jackson Jr., you add Ja Morant, who got great playoff experience last year. Here's a hot take for you, Dave. I think the Nuggets are competing with the Grizzlies. I think the Grizzlies are in the Nuggets tier out West, not the one below it, and especially in the regular season. So I'm a hard over. I bet you they're a 46, 47 win team this year.
It's not a knock on, you know, Nuggets or them. They're good. I think they're
right. Right. Yep. Yeah. Minnesota Timberwolves, 35 wins.
35. This is Meredith's son. He made something of himself, but he was a stripper. I don't
remember this episode.
Well, it was the final episode. I don't know what to think. What do you think about Minnesota? I don't know. I don't care about.
I love Chris Finch. I've told people I'm high on Minnesota's ability to sort of surprise. That being said. This is my last year on Towns. I've said for a long time, he's so skilled. He's so good, but just for something about it doesn't work. And this is my last year of saying, I think he's ready to make a leap. I still think that I'm going to take a slight over on them. I think out of stubbornness, like my gut is telling me an under, But this is the last year I'm going to be fooled by Carl Anthony Towns.
He gets a pass last year for everything he went through.
Sure.
But it really lasts two years. Really? Yeah. Well, this is kind of like you got to prove something this year. Otherwise, you're just a 12 seed.
Yeah.
You're not a winner. Like, come on. We need something here.
Next one might be my favorite bet at all. New Orleans Pelicans, 38 wins. 38 is so low.
Oh, it's an under for me. I don't. Zion's not healthy, right? Is he healthy?
No, he's as David Griffin reported. He said he'll be ready by the season, and then later clarified by some point in the season. That's what I meant. By some point in the season, he'll be ready. So.
Yeah, they've kind of been falling apart, and I don't know. I don't like the direction. Is it a fast team? Is it a slow team with Valanciunas? Is it shooting? I don't like it. I don't like the roster. And yeah.
Way under. I think there's disaster potential. You got Willie Green, who I think you compared earlier. You talked about Monty Williams. Willie Green might be the new Monty Williams. That's everything I've heard. Just a great motivator, but there's only so much motivating you can do in that train wreck of a situation right now. And if Zion is not healthy, did they get off to a slow start? Does he come back too early? Does he come back too late? And there's the weirdness about, hey, he should be back. Why isn't he back? We've seen that already with them, where there's been a disagreement about should he or should he not be playing? Should he or should he not be resting? This has disaster. To me, maybe the number one disaster potential team in all of the NBA, the Pelicans. I'm going hard under. And I think they might be a major storyline this year in terms of Zion's future and all of the different pieces. They're a big trade. Does David Griffin have the leash to make big moves? I think all of that stuff is in play this year for the Pelicans. Hard under, not buying them at all. Oklahoma City Thunder, 23 wins. Wow. That's a very low line.
This is under. This is Roy Anderson. They had something really good at one point with all the guys. Roy, Pam's fiance, you know, when he hits rock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Roy.
I have a game for you, though. And you have to tell me if this is players on Oklahoma City. Are they real players or is this a made-up player? Okay. I have Ty Jerome.
Of course. Come on, man.
Okay. Start slow. Trey Watson.
Trey Watson. No, don't know that one.
Okay, it's Trey Mann plus Paul Watson. Okay.
I was going to say, everybody knows Trey Mann.
Okay. Kenrich Wiggins.
Well, of course not. That's Kenrich Williams and Andrew Wiggins' brother, Aaron Wiggins. So
okay,
you have to know, man. Dave, this is how I know you don't listen to the podcast every day. Kenrich Williams is my guy. Kenny Hustle. That's he's my favorite non-good player.
I know that.
It's funny because they just smacked Denver twice in the preseason. And I'm like, they don't have any players, but they don't. They don't really have any players. It's a low bar, but I'm still going under on them. 22 is so low, such a low line that it's so hard to go under on them, but I still am. I still think they're in the Chet Holmgren race. Next one up is the Phoenix Suns, 51.5 wins.
So last year they're on pace for 58, adjusted for 82. So I know they were healthy last year. I know things went right, but I think it's an easy over. I mean, that's a big drop, you know, 6-7 games. Same team, veterans, they know their roles. I mean, injury is a question. You're that healthy. But, you know, this is Daryl Robinson. They're smart. They're witty. You know,
Daryl.
I mean, I hate them, but I think everyone else, the league likes them. So
DeAndre Ayton he's not going to get extended. That starts the season out on a really, really, mm-hmm. really sour foot, sour leg. What was the saying?
Nope.
Off on a bad note. You're right about the health. And look, Chris Paul, man, is our age, Dave. He's our age. I just mentioned I got hurt putting my child to bed the other day. So Chris Paul had incredible injury. He takes great care of his body, as do I. He has a really incredible diet. But at some point, this stuff all catches up to you. I'm actually under. It's not a huge under. I think Phoenix is a great team. But I think a lot of things went right for them and wrong for other teams last year. And they're probably more of a 50-win team than they are a 57-win team or whatever it was last year. So I'm going to take a slight under on them. But it's not because I'm a hater. I just kind of how I feel. Portland Trailblazers, 44 and a half wins.
I mean, first of all, it hurts to see Chauncey over there. I'm not excited for
Yeah. They don't like him either.
I'll take the under. I mean, it's just the same story every year. It's hard to, I don't understand why they don't interject some. They have Larry Nance Jr., but it's the same roster. It's the same players. Is Dame going to freak out, you know, midseason? I don't know. Are they going to trade for Ben Simmons? Is that one put to bed? I take the under. I don't know.
I'm taking the over with him because I think Larry Nance Jr. is a really good player, and I think he solved some of the things that were wrong with him last year. I mean, they're a little bit thin in some key spots, so there is some cause for some concern there. But as long as Damian Lillard is healthy and you've got some combination of Nance, Nurkic, you've even got Cody Zeller, they just have some pieces there that I think are really good. So I'm going to take the over. I think they might be another one of these surprise teams that's like finds themselves a 2 or 3 seed. And they're like, are this team good? Or are they just, how did this happen? I like Larry, the Larry Nance Jr. thing really swayed me. Sacramento Kings, 36 and a half.
This is over 35 adjusted last year. This is, you know, this is Toby Flenderson. They're bullied. They're awkward.
Oh, poor Sacramento.
I don't know. I just don't like Luke Walton. I don't hate the talent. I like Bagley, you know, whatever, Fox, Halliburton, Hill. There's at least talent there.
You like Bagley. Nobody else does. It's including the Kings.
Well, there's some semblance of like 24-year-olds with some NBA experience who are talented.
And you're missing the most important piece here, this entire equation. I mean, Halliburton, I love, but Davion Mitchell, my guy. This guy is an incredible defender. I think he's going to walk into the NBA as one of the better on-ball defenders immediately. They have an incredible backcourt rotation. That being said, you mentioned the most important ingredient here. Luke Walton might have taken the reign as the worst head coach in the NBA. I think he enters the season as my projected worst coach. And I think they fire him mid-season. Go on an incredible run, but it's not enough to hit the over. I love this Kings team. And if they had any other, they had a coach who I've never heard of, I'd be like, hey, I'm taking over on 36 and a half. But as it is, I'm not buying it. San Antonio, 30 and a half.
Okay. This is Angela. They're no fun. They're consistent. They shoot long twos.
This is Angela.
They just play they play too hard to not win 29-30 games. But man, there's not a lot of talent over there, you know, like they're pretty good guys like Keldon Johnson, Murray, Lonnie Walker, Derek White, but those are good like support pieces.
Are you talking about Olympic gold medalist?
Yes, support to the good players. Yes, exactly.
Support.
I don't know.
This is a bad team. 30 and a half is really low, but I'm with you. I think it's an under as well. I keep taking the low teams as unders, but there's so many good teams in the NBA this year that the bad ones stick out, and this is another one that's kind of bad. And it's weird with Popovich. I mean, this is a weird way for Popovich to kind of go. I mean, he might not even be going out, but it's just weird to watch bad teams and kind of bad basketball. Utah Jazz, 53 and a half wins.
Oh, this is Michael Scott and Scott's Tots. He's promising everyone college scholarships, and you lose in the first round every year. You suck, Utah. You suck.
I love this take. It's such a bad take, but it doesn't matter. I'm with it.
The same guys. I mean, at one point they had some locker room issues. I think it comes back. They're sick of each other. They're sick of losing the first round. I'll take the under.
The thing is, this is a regular season thing, and Utah's a very good regular season team. I think they might have actually even gotten better as a regular season team this year. Jared Butler looks to be – he's kind of having a Bones Highland-esque preseason, run-up to the preseason. He's a pretty good player. Rudy Gay, it'll be interesting to see how they utilize him. They play small, maybe a little bit more in that second line. Donovan Mitchell, though, like Jamal Murray, if he was healthy this year, I think still has more of a leap in him. I'm taking the over. I think Utah's the number one seed. I hate it, but I think they're the number one seed this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if they put up a pretty ridiculous win total, which brings us to our final team today. And the most important one, our beloved Denver Nuggets, who currently sit at 48 wins. Dave, over or under?
Hard over. This is
Whoa! Jennifer.
Jim Halpert, we're cool, we're likable, we get the girl, the NBA. I love it.
Of course.
We're family man. Jokic is a family man.
That's right, Papa Yoke.
We play tricks on the Goobers, Gobert and Nurkic. He's a tall white guy. Jokic is a tall white guy. I think it's great. I think we're going to miss Murray. Of course we're going to miss Murray. And, you know, I think when we miss Murray, it's especially in the playoffs. And I think, like, you know, the Utah series 2 years ago, and we need this guy. But during the regular season, we have enough pieces to get wins. We have a proven system. We have veterans. We have, you know, everyone knows their roles. It leads to victories. And I don't think they're going to blow away. I hope not those, like, Sacramento back-to-back losses like last year.
Yeah.
I hope they start strong this year. You know, get off to a good 7-3 start, not 4-6, and digging your way out of bad losses.
I think they might get off to a 5-5 start, even if they play well, just because there's some really tough games early on, back-to-back, you know, obviously on the road to Phoenix, back-to-back on the road against Utah. Dallas is in there. This is some tough ones. So the slow start part, I'm with you in spirit. Like, I think they need to figure things out early, but they might figure things out and still lose some of these early games just by the nature of the schedule. Here's the thing, Dave. Yoke, there's only two things that to me make this an under. Injuries, which that's every team, like, right? Like, the injuries are the wrong guy. And then Yoke just being mentally fried. I think Yoke is among the best, if not the best floor raiser in the NBA. And 48 wins is sort of a floor for a superstar player. They just drag him to 48 wins. Problem is, he's really being tested this year, not having his sidekick Murray, having a player in Michael Porter who can be very frustrating with regards to getting him to play his, you know, Jokic style basketball. And also just having to gone through two, really this starting his third season in a year and a half. I just worry about the mental burnout. It's the only thing that would make me think maybe there's an under. Talent-wise, hard over. Jokic fatigue-wise, a little concerning. I'm still going to go over. I'm going to say 49 wins. I think I started at 50 before the preseason. I'm down to 49. But I am worried because if Jokic burns out mid-season or even early season, this is a hard – this could be a 42, 43-win season if things go south.
Yeah, we'll see. I think I'm banking on Aaron Gordon stepping up, MPJ stepping up, Barton being healthy.
Yeah,
it can't be all Jokic, you know.
That's the thing. That's it. Yep, it can't be all Jokic.
He does shoulder so much, the poor guy, and he doesn't miss many games, right, during the regular season.
Ever.
Hopefully they do sit him on like a Tuesday night at home versus Cleveland. Like, why does he play those games?
You know, last year, part of why he played 72 games and played so many minutes and ended up winning the MVP, I think, is because they started 1-4. You put yourself behind the eight ball, and all of a sudden, it takes 2 months to climb out of that hole. And that's what happened to Denver. I mean, they played well after those first five games, but it took 2 months before their record reflected that playing well. And you just can't get off to that slow of a start. I mean, if you're 5-5, again, that's not that big of a hole. But if you're 1-4, it's like, okay, it's going to take 15 games to catch up, and that's tough.
Where is this baby sleeping? Is this baby in America?
Man, you must think I'm a much better reporter than if I'm like, you know, they've got a bassinet right there. It's on the wife's side.
Is it a snooze?
Minimal noise, very little disruption, good sleeper. Papa Yoke, this is a whole other thing to just add, you know, layers to the season. I mean, I don't really weigh that, you know, when I'm thinking about this year, about those types of things, but you're a new father. Do you feel like you would have performed worse this year as a star NBA player?
Yes, it's hard. I mean, it's hard waking up. I don't know.
What's the ceiling for this Nuggets team? Like, what's the max number of wins you think they could get if everything goes
regular
right?
Season, they can get in like the low 50, like 53, 54.
Okay.
In that range. I mean, yeah, I don't think that's unquestionable at all. I mean, they're just, you know, they constantly surprise me in a good way.
And yeah.
They're healthy. Yeah. Why not?
What's their floor if everything goes wrong? Again, not counting injuries, because injuries, of course, that's every team, but.
Play-in game, I mean, 8 seed.
42, you know? 43 wins.
Oh, like wins. That. Yeah, something in that range, 42, 43 wins.
I think their ceiling's a little bit higher because Michael Porter is so good. Jokic is so good that if there are no like existential bumps, right? This like, this is what I'm not count. I'm not, the Nuggets to me are a 52 win team. If there's no like just emotional weight or annoyance or whatever, just talent. So to me, I think the ceiling's actually a little bit higher, more of like a 55, 56 win team. I just, again, I think all of these external factors are going to weigh in a little bit more. I'm factoring those into my equation a little more than I have in previous seasons, right or wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that does it, Dave. We went through the entire NBA in a little over an hour.
The NBA, well, that's Phyllis.
The NBA is Phyllis. So ridiculous, this office one. Well, I usually say, you got anything you want to plug?
Pathway Bet Alliance, we're doing big things in the mergers and acquisition veterinary system. Come join the team.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Again, Matt Moore will be back with me tomorrow to preview the Denver Nuggets' first game. The NBA starts tomorrow. You can watch NBA basketball tomorrow. And, of course, you can tune in to Locked On Nuggets as we will preview all things Nuggets-Phoenix Suns, night number one on Wednesday. We'll see everybody then.